We will be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, The Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy, Text 89. Text 89 is a verse from the Bhagavatam, 10.82.45. Ramananda Roy, he mentions this verse to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya's response is, yes, very good. Tell me something more. At the previous verses, he said always, it's external, give me something better. But this is the beginning of Lord Chaitanya feeling satisfied with the progression that is Ramananda Roy is going through. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Krishna told the gopis, the means of attaining my favor is loving service unto me. Unfortunately, you are all disengaged. Those living beings who render service unto me are eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world and attain eternal life with knowledge and bliss. Purport. The fulfillment of human life is summarized in this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.45. There are two important words in this verse. Bhakti, devotional service, and Amritattva, eternal life. The aim of human life is to attain the natural position of eternal life. This eternal life can be achieved only by devotional service. Om Jnana Timandasya Jnanjana Shanakya Shakshran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chichitaya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Shriam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shri Rushi Yudha Padkamnam Shri Umvaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Jarjatam Sagan Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinu Bandhujyat Pate Karupesha Karupra Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangira Devrinda Vanasvri Vrishabana Sutadevi Pranamama Haripriye Vankha Kalptrubhisha Kripasnbhivisha Patanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnamyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chi Advaita Kadadar Shiva Zati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charaswamiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Desatarine. So, I will try to say something on the talks between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. There is a whole chapter in the Madhya Lila, chapter 8, dedicated to these talks. And that this information comes from the Kadachas, or the notebooks of Svarup Damodar Goswami, so Lord Chaitanya, when he first arrived in Puri, when he came before the Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, he fainted out of ecstasy and he was unconscious for a long time. At that time, Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya, he was the Brahman who was overseeing all the activities in the temple. And when he saw Lord Chaitanya, unconscious before the deities, understood that these were great symptoms of ecstasy. And he brought him to his home, that where later Lord Chaitanya came to external consciousness. Then there is a whole pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the conversion of Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya, who was an impersonalist and became a devotee. But important or relevant to these talks between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya is that Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya advised Lord Chaitanya when he was leaving for his tour for South India to meet with Ramananda Roy, the governor of Madras, that because he told Lord Chaitanya he's a great devotee of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya, he was on his way. He was touring to South India, and at a certain moment, he comes near to what today is known as Visakhapatnam, and like 5 kilometers from Visakhapatnam, there is a famous Nrsimhadev temple. In 2009, I attended the Indian RGB meetings in Visakhapatnam, and after this meeting, Vasu Gosprabhu and some other senior devotees went to visit this temple, and this temple is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as the Jiyada Nrisingha temple. And this temple is on a hill, and it's a very old temple. You have to climb up the hill, and then they have special rituals for the darshan of Lord Nrisimhadev. You have to sit down in a certain way and in rows, and there was a whole ceremony, very interesting to see. But then we had the darshan of this very old Nrisimhadev deity, which Lord Chaitanya went to see. So he went to visit his Jiyada Nrisimha temple. After that, he continues his travels, and after some days he came at the banks of the Godavari River. And there he took a boat to the other side and took his bath. And then he was waiting, chanting the names of Krishna. And of course, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord, is the super soul in everyone's heart. So he was waiting for Ramananda Roy to come. There is a very esoteric side to the story, that's because all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they have their sadhaka rupa, the form in which they appear, but they have also all an eternal form in the spiritual world, their siddha rupa. And the siddha rupa of Svarup Damodar is Lalita, and the siddha rupa of Ramananda Roy is Visakha, to the two most intimate associates of Srimati Radharani. Because Visakha is the guru of Srimati Radharani. And Lalita also, she she teaches Srimad Radharani how to deal with Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, he appeared in the mood of Srimad Radharani. So we can understand this encounter was with Ramana Roy would be very special. While Lord Chaitanya was chanting the holy names of Krishna in this place at the Godavara River, then suddenly he heard Brahmins chanting Vedic hymns. And then he saw that Ramananda Roy arriving, he was carried in a palanquin, and Brahmins were chanting the Vedic hymns. One must know that, to understand the pastime, that Ramananda Roy was born in a Sudra family. So he was not a Brahmin, but he was a good administrator, so he was a governor. So they arrived there, and then Ramananda Roy saw Lord Chaitanya, and immediately they embraced each other in great ecstasy. And these Brahmins were very puzzled. They said that this is a Sudra, and there you have a sannyasi embracing a Sudra. That's not according to the etiquette. So they were all puzzled by the situation. But after the first ecstasy was over, then Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy saw these Brahmins and understood the situation, and they restrained themselves. So that's very interesting. This attraction was there from the first moment, the meeting between Srimad Radharani and Vishakha on the spiritual platform. But then Lord Chaitanya said to Ramananda Roy, let us meet again this evening and discuss Krishna's pastimes. So then later on, they met again in the evening with all the Brahmins. And then Lord Chaitanya, he questions Ramananda Roy on the... He told him, tell me about the object and the process of worship. And he asked him not just to speak about it, he said, recite from scripture. That's important instruction. When we preach, we should back up our preaching with Krishna's words from Bhagavad Gita, with verses from the Bhagavatam. It's very important that we should always remember as preachers, we are just repeating Krishna's words. That's the position of spiritual master. Spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. So then Ramananda Roy started to speak. The first verse he speaks about karmarpana, that's how one should dedicate everything to the Lord. So he said, Ramananda Roy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by proper execution of one prescribed duties in the Varna and Ashram. And Lord Chaitanya's response immediately was, this is external. Tell me something better. And then Ramananda Roy said, one should offer the results of one's activities to Krishna. This is karma arpanam. And he quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, yat kyarosi, yat tasnasi, yat yorosi, dadasi, yat, yat tapasyasi, kantia, tat kyarosvamat arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever sacrifice you do, whatever austerity you do, do it as an activity, and all activities you do, do it as an offer to me. And again, Lord Chaitanya said, this is external. Give me something better. And then Ramananda Roy quoted from the Gita, Sarvadaram parichaya mamekam sramvacha amtvam sarvapapabhyo mokshayasi machacha. So give up all your occupational activities performed in the Varnashram system, that, and just render service unto me. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, but say something more. And then Ramananda Roy said, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of perfection. And then he quoted from Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prashanatmana Shushti Nakankshati Samsravesha Bhutisamad Bhaktim Labhate Paham. So this verse says, describes the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta. On that platform, one becomes joyful or peaceful, Prashanatma. One does not lament anymore, na shoshati, or na kankshati. One does not hanger for anything anymore. One is equal to all living entities. In that state, Krishna says, one can attain me. Immediately, Lord Chaitanya said, speak further. And then, Ramananda Roy quoting a verse from the Bhagavatam. And this verse is a verse from the 10th canto, 10:14:3. Hyane prayasam upadasyanamantaiva jivanta sanmukaritam bhavadiyavartam stanestitasyutratam tanuvan manubir ye praya so jita jita pyastrais trilokam. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with their body, words, and mind, offer all respect to the descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which have vibrated by you personally, and by your pure devotees, surely conquer your lordship. Although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three walls. So this verse describes how one can conquer Krishna. This verse, Lord Chaitanya also spoke this verse in South India to the Kurma Brahman, because Lord Chaitanya stayed there for like 4 months. 4 months he was staying with the Kurma Brahman because of the rainy season. And the Brahman became very attached to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya was going to leave. And he said, how can I leave you, Lord Chaitanya? Let me go with you. What will happen to me? I'm too much attached to you. And then Lord Chaitanya spoke this verse. He said, just you remain with your family and you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You remain with your family and you dedicate your body, mind and words to the Supreme Lord, and then you can conquer me with your love. So no need to go with me. That was quite that's an encouraging verse also. Because whatever position we are in means we can serve the Lord and please Him and conquer Him. And that, but then the Lord said, that's so right. But speak more. And then Ramana Roy said, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection. That because when the Lord is worshipped in pure love, awakening and bliss arises in the heart of the living entities. That so then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that's all right. But tell me more. And then Ramananda Roy said, spontaneous loving service in servitude, as exchanged by master and servant, is the highest perfection. That so here the Ramananda Roy is going to explain the different rasas from servitude, a servitor, serving Krishna in friendship, in parental love, and then in conjugal love. That, but it's clear Lord Chaitanya wants him to bring to the level of conjugal love. That's the most intense love of Krishna. That so this spontaneous loving service in servitude. He refers to verse 9, 5, 16 of the Bhagavatam. A man becomes purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet create the holy places of pilgrimage. Therefore, what remains to be attained by those who have become his servant? And when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he said, go further. Then Ramananda Roy said, loving service to Krishna in fraternity, that's the highest perfection. And he quotes this verse 10, 12, 11. 10, 12, 11. I'm not sure. Yeah, 10, 12, 11. This is Sukadev Goswami instructing Maharaj Parikshit. Those who are engaged in self-realization, appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and those engaged in devotional service, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, as well as those who are under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, cannot understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as coward boys. So this verse is glorifying the friendship of the coward boys for Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, proceed further. That and then Ramananda Roy comes to the point of describing parental love. Loving service to the Lord in parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage. What pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead at his son? And then Lord Chaitanya said, your statements are getting better. But speak more about what is the most sublime. that. And then the Lord comes to this verse on the board that says, conjugal attachment for Krishna is a topmost position in love of Godhead. So then he recites a verse spoken by Uddhav when he visited Sri Vrindavan. I don't know if that verse is here in the book. It's 10:47. No, it's not there. But so Ramananda Roy glorifies conjugal love. And he says this conjugal love is supreme, because that same love in within that conjugal rasa, it's Santa Ras is included, Dasya Ras is included, because in conjugal love, if between man and husband, normally they are serving each other, and there is also friendship that's included, and they are taking care of each other, parental. It's all included in conjugal love, and therefore Ramananda Roy says that's the highest that. So, and then he quotes another verse. He tells, yeah, he quotes this verse. The means of attaining me, my favor is loving service to me. Unfortunately, you are all disengaged. Those living beings who render service unto me are eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world and attain eternal life with knowledge and bliss. Here Lord Krishna assures us, just if we come to that platform of serving the Lord with love, then we will go back to the spiritual world. Then Lord Chaitanya said, this is certainly the limit of perfection. But please, be merciful to me. Speak something more. And then Ramananda Roy says, yeah, among the gopis, Srimata Radharani is supreme. Of course, there have been different talks or different evenings between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. So, and they, during these talks, they go deeper in the conjugal ras and the love of the gopis. You can read that in the 8th chapter, so many verses. But during one of these meetings, then Lord Chaitanya asked, when he speaks, Ramananda Roy speaks about the love of the gopis, and Lord Chaitanya said, tell me something more. And Ramananda Roy says, I didn't know there was something more than this. But you are the Supreme Lord. Whatever I speak, you are speaking to my mouth. So if you want, then you can make me speak. But then, finally, Ramananda Roy said, yeah, he wanted to speak, but then Lord Chaitanya covered his mouth. Because he knew when he was going to speak, he was going to reveal the identity of Lord Chaitanya. But then, still it happened. Thus, Ramananda Roy said, you are the Supreme Lord. And Srimati Radharani together. Thus, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nai Anga. You are both together. And then Lord Chaitanya, he showed his spiritual form to Ramananda Roy. He showed him how Radharani and Krishna came together in this form of Lord Chaitanya. And then just by seeing that, the absorption of Ramananda Roy in the Lord's form was so intense, he fainted. But after that, Lord Chaitanya told Ramananda Roy, you don't reveal to anyone what you have seen here. So these are the loving dealings between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. And it was their greatest ecstasy just to engage in this exchange, this descriptions. It shows also, because in one of the talks, the Ramananda Roy, he presents the love of Srimati Radharani as the highest and the purest love. That, because Srimati Radharani and Krishna left the gopis, because this Srimati Radharani and Krishna could not engage in this very intense exchange of loving feelings in the presence of all the other gopis. That it was not possible in the presence of the gopis. But then when Ramananda Roy started to speak on that topic, then Lord Chaitanya said, but you know, I'm a Mayavadi sannyasi. How can I know anything about spiritual love? So by your mercy, my love for Krishna will become awakened in the heart. And for 10 days they had this dialogue every evening. This is a very high esoteric topic. I'm not qualified to speak on it, but I've been asked, and I try to give you a summary of this ecstatic exchange between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. Any comments or questions?